Hopefully everyone can.
Well, I'm sorry, Leo.
Okay. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of all in committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Q if you wish to ask a question or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware of that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So, item number one on this evening's agenda, any apologies, Sarah? Not that. Marie Ward, okay, thank you, Josephine. Okay, so we'll move on then to...
Sorry, Leanne, Derry Finn, apologies from Derry.
No bother, thank you. Councillor Devlin, we'll move on then to item number two, any declarations of interest? None. Okay, so items deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act NI 2014. So item 3 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 4 and 5 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Paragraph 4, information relating to any consultations or negotiations or contemplated consultations or negotiations in connection with any labour relation matter arising between the council or government department and employees of or office holders under the council. Paragraph 5, information in relation to which a claim to legal professional privilege could be maintained in legal proceedings and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. So I'm just looking for a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Howell as a proposer, and I'll take Councillor Brennan as seconder. Okay, so, no bother. Okay, thank you. Whilst in committee, the following was noted by elected members. So, item 3, industrial relations briefing paper, just with the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Brennan, that elected members note the following, the progress made to date in the ongoing negotiations, and that a further report will be brought back to Council with regards to the consultative forum. Thank you, everybody, for your input tonight, and safe home. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.